This episode of the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast is made possible by listeners like you. Get exclusive rewards and more by visiting outsidehealthandfitness.com/support. Outside Health and Fitness Podcast, episode 166, Tobu Discs, trackable disc golf discs.
The benefit that they really saw was that during tournament times, the thing that slowed down the tournaments the most are players looking for lost discs.
Welcome to the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast. We're getting outside the box, outside our comfort zone, and outside and in shape. If you're bored with the same old fitness routine at the gym and you're ready to try something new, then this is the show for you. We're exploring new and fun ways to get fit on the trail, on the water, on the slopes, and outside.
Hi, this is Steve Stearns from Outside Health and Fitness, and thank you for joining me for another episode. If you're new to the show, we like to stay fit and active by having fun outside. We like to ride, slide, run, walk, hike, bike, golf, crawl, swim, and ski. If it's fun outside and it keeps us healthy, we love it. So if you're like us and you like to have fun outside, then you found the right place. If you've ever played disc golf, you've probably lost a disc or two. Even if you find them, losing discs disrupts the game. It slows everybody down, and it can even ruin your mojo. Well, my guest today has come up with a product that literally puts an end to lost disc golf discs. On today's show, you'll discover a revolutionary new disc golf disc with onboard electronics, why the PDGA has approved the Tobu disc for tournament play, and how you can get one of these incredible discs for yourself.
OutsideHealthAndFitness.com.
Now, before we get into my interview with Chris from Tobu Discs, I wanted to let you know about my new show, Funky Fitness Now. Last week, we talked about some of the most bizarre championship events you've ever heard of. Here's a clip.
Welcome to Funky Fitness Now.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Jessica, and we host Funky Fitness Now.
What's wrong with her? She doesn't speak English. Okay. It's Yorkshire.
Join us each week at funkyfitnessnow.com.
On iTunes, Stitcher, and other top podcast networks.
Stay fit and funky.
So my guest today is Chris Martin. Chris has created the world's first disc golf discs with onboard electronics. Chris's invention allows players to track their discs with a mobile device if they get lost on the course. These discs are so revolutionary and of such high quality, he was successful in petitioning the PDGA to change international rules to allow Tobu discs to be accepted in tournament play. So let's get right into my interview with Chris and find out more about these amazing discs he's created. All right. Well, Chris, I'm really psyched to talk with you because I'll tell you, I saw your video of your disc on Facebook and I was like, wow, that is cool. I got to talk to this guy. So welcome to Outside Health and Fitness.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm glad to be on the show.
For the folks that haven't seen the disc that I got a chance to see on Facebook, can you kind of describe what this is that you guys have developed?
Yeah, absolutely. So for anyone who's ever played disc golf before, it's a pretty common a problem to lose discs while you're playing. So everyone at some point or another has lost a disc and thought, I really wish there was an easier way to find these. It slows down gameplay, and discs can be expensive to replace. Mm-hmm. And so quite a few people have had ideas for, you know, being able to find your discs as well as track them. Nobody thus far has been able to figure out how to do it. And there's been a lot of issues with weight and aerodynamics and things of that nature. So basically the idea that I had is not a novel one. I'm just the only one that has actually taken the time out to figure out how to make it work. So the discs that we have are made out of a high quality plastic. It's a medical grade plastic, actually. Mm-hmm. Other than that, it looks for the most part like a normal disc golf disc. However, we do have a small well, we like to call it, in the center of the disc on the bottom. Yeah. That well will hold various electronics, and then we do have a plastic cover that screws down over the top to hold all of the electronics in place. So essentially, what you have is a disc that's modular, meaning that you can put pieces of electronics in it, take them out, trade them out for other things based on what you want the disc to do.
Wow.
And so we designed the disc from the ground up to account for the additional weight in the center, for the aerodynamics issues and things of that nature. So, you know, we kind of had no choice but to start our own line of discs so that we could address these issues and still had a disc that flew right.
We've all lost discs before. And actually, I had my very first one that I just had to walk away from the end of last year, and actually found it again, believe it or not. But
nice.
It's such a sad thing when that happens. And this is such a cool thing. So you literally have designed this thing so that the weight of the electronics inside does not impact the flight at all.
That's correct. Yeah. So, you know, and it took a lot of trial and error. I mean, we went through close to 100 prototypes before we finally figured out exactly how to make it work. And it's really a study of the weight ratio between the flight plate and the rim and how thick the rim needs to be and where the moment of inertia is. And just little bits of the parting line height, you know, where the top dome of the discs meets the bottom part of the flight plate. I mean, it's all things that we had to consider, you know, a lot of different variables to adjust for to finally get it right. But we did. So, and I was more excited just to get this product out to market than I was to actually build a business around it.
Oh, that's phenomenal. And you got it so right that the PDGA is okay with it.
Yeah, actually, I had to petition them for probably 6 months or so. And, you know, they told me that many people have come to them with this idea before for putting electronics in the disc and being able to track them. But so far, no one has actually done it and come forward. They said that it took them a little while to sort of warm up to the idea. But what the benefit that they really saw was that during tournament times, the thing that slowed down the tournaments the most are players looking for lost discs.
Yeah.
And they said, if this will resolve that issue during tournaments, then we're all for it. So there was a lot of conversations back and forth. But I think really the key to my success there was, you know, I told them what I was going to do from the beginning. I kept them updated on every step during our process and solicited feedback on every little change that we made so that, you know, when all was said and done, we would have a disc that met the new standards. And when I say new standards, I mean the new updated standards that they designed, you know, and it would be something that, you know, we would be first to market with. And so that was probably one of our biggest accomplishments in getting this product out to market.
What an amazing product Chris has developed. And wait until you hear about some of his future plans. I wanted to stop here for a quick second and ask for your support to help me keep Outside Health and Fitness on the air. If you find value in the guests and topics that I share every week, please visit outsidehealthandfitness.com/support and donate any amount you can. Thank you. Okay, back to the show. Now, you said that this is modular, which I didn't realize that from watching the video on Facebook. So what are some of the other functions? So you've got this ability to find the disc. What else can you do with it?
Yeah, absolutely. So the tracking tag that comes with the disc, of course, is Bluetooth enabled. So you can link it up to the Tobu app on your mobile device and track it via Bluetooth. That particular tag also, or module, actually beeps and flashes as well. So the idea there is to try to give you the maximum ability to find the disc.
Cool.
The next module that we designed is called the Starlight module. It is a module that has some super bright LEDs on it. So if you put the Starlight module into the disc is going to glow from the top, the bottom, out the sides, and it just becomes the perfect disc for playing night rounds of disc golf.
That's cool.
And so we've actually got a couple of other modules in development right now. You know, one of the other easy modules to create was sort of a weight module because we learned that changing the weight in the middle of that disc would affect the flight pattern.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
If you wanted to play around with something like that, we could absolutely do it. That particular module is not PDGA approved, which is why we have not released it yet. But then we're working on another module that we're about to release. And I'll be the first, you guys will be the first to know. And this one, we've actually been working on this for a long time. It's just been harder to develop than we thought, but it is a module that will record flight data. So, you know, it's, you know, looking, we're trying to accomplish, you know, speed and rotation and things of that nature. So, you know, and it may actually do a little more than that based on what we can finally get to incorporate into our application.
That's phenomenal. Clearly, you must have a driver. Do you also have a mid-range and putter? Do you have a full line?
Well, not yet. I mean, we are a startup company, and developing each disc has proven to be more challenging than we thought it would be.
Yeah.
Right now we have two fairway drivers. So, you know, one is a slightly overstable driver, a fairway driver. The other one is a very understable fairway driver. Mm-hmm. And so the first would be the Charge, which is the slightly overstable, and then the King Roller, which was really meant for doing roller shots.
Yeah.
And that's the one that's very understable. You know, we are working next on a distance driver. We're aiming to be around a speed 11 or 12 on that one.
Yeah.
It's going to be, well, we haven't decided yet if it's going to be slightly understable or slightly overstable, but probably slightly under, because we want to try to, you know, maximize the distance that this one can be thrown. But, you know, I think that the discs that need finding the most are the ones you throw the farthest.
Right.
So we want to work on those distance drivers first and then sort of move into, you know, working on mid-range and putters and things of that nature.
Yeah.
And I think the real benefit there will probably be more for the Starlight module and data tracking module rather than the
Finder.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I was thinking too, is it would be nice to eventually you've got that Starlight even in your putter and your mid range. It's cool. What's the cost of the discs?
They retail for $35.95. Mm-hmm. You know, it is probably one of the most expensive discs on the market, but we did do some research ahead of time to find out what people thought would be an appropriate price.
Yeah.
We use a very high quality plastic, as I mentioned before. It's actually a medical grade plastic. So
yeah.
It's a UV resistant, extremely durable. The cost you would pay for a comparable disc out of that type of plastic is probably up in the $17 range or so. And I'm really taking an average there between retail and online prices.
Yeah.
But so the idea was that we wanted to get a price point for our discs that would be slightly lower than buying two comparable discs. And
right.
So the idea there was that, you know, if you lose a good quality disc and you have to go buy it again, you've just eaten the cost on two discs.
Yeah.
With our disc, if you find it once, then, and it keeps you from having to go buy another disc, then it's basically paid for itself.
Yep.
If that makes sense.
It does. Yeah. I was thinking the same thing. It's like, it's really not that bad. I mean, you find it one time and it's paid for itself. That's great.
Correct.
How can you purchase these discs? Are they available for sale now?
Yeah. So they've actually been in the market. Our online store has been open for right at a year.
Okay.
You know, we started off with a Kickstarter campaign. We were able to hit 110% of our goal on Kickstarter, which mm-hmm. Gave us, you know, helped us sort of judge demand, and we decided to move forward. So for about a year now, we've been selling them through our website. It's tobudiscs.com, or you can go to trackabledisc.com as well. Either one will take you to the website.
Where else can we follow you guys online and what you're doing, like all your latest developments?
Absolutely. Yeah. We do have, of course, our Facebook page, Tobu Discs at Facebook. And, we also have, a Twitter page, Tumblr page, and Instagram. Sorry. I had to think for a second. We're posting stuff. But I'll tell you, one of the best new developments that we've got is we now have authorized distributors in Sweden, Finland, and Norway as well. So
nice.
That's a really big development that we've just started doing. And then, of course, we've got a sponsored player as well. His name is Rick Saffiels. Rick is actually, within about 9 days from now, going on a disc golf world tour. And he is an official Tobu sponsored player. And he's going to start acting as a distributor as well.
That's awesome. So you guys are international now.
Yeah, we are. And,
very cool.
You know, I think if at all possible, I've got some connections in Japan as well. And
mm-hmm.
considering the popularity of the sport in Japan, and, you know, I think that's probably a good market for us to try to move into as well. But it's just, we can only grow so fast. I'm a one-man show here.
Do you have any time to play disc golf anymore?
Hardly.
yeah.
You know, my wife and I just adopted a child from China.
Oh, congratulations.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. A lot of the proceeds from Tobu actually went for the fundraising for that. So
yeah.
We were able to hit our goal, and we've adopted our new son. And to tell you the truth, that takes up most of my time now. So I don't get out to play as nearly as much as I would like to.
Yeah.
I'm going to use marketing for Tobu as an excuse for my wife to let me out of the house and play a little more this summer.
Yeah, sounds like a good idea. Now, how old is your son?
He just turned 3, and we also have a biological 3-year-old. So we basically did what's called twinning.
Yeah.
We now, for all intents and purposes, we have twin toddlers, and it's an adventure.
Yeah, no kidding. That'll keep you busy. But they're just about ready to start throwing discs, so it won't be long.
Oh, hey, they already have their own sets. And, you know, I made sure when I got some Tobu apparel made, I got them done in toddler sizes. So they've got their Tobu shirts, they've got their discs. Now, if I can just teach them not to throw indoors, we'll be good.
That's right. Is there anything else that you think we should cover before we sign off, Chris?
You know, we've got an overwhelming positive response to what we're doing. I've also got a lot of people saying, man, I've had this idea before. I'm so glad that you guys have done it. We've had quite a few people that have wanted to be involved, and I've just welcomed it. My main goal with this is to grow the sport and improve the sport through technology. I mean, that's Tobu's mission.
Yeah.
As I mentioned before, I was just so excited to get this product out to market because I saw a need for it. And it was never my intent to build a business around it. But I'm really glad that I did, just because of the people that I've met and, you know, just where it's gone. You know, I do see some people that are just really hardcore traditionalists, that they say, we don't need electronics in the discs. Don't mess with them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I kind of expected that. It's going to take some people a little longer to adopt new technology. So I totally get it. Right. But I think once people see that we're committed, we're going to stick around for a while. We're really just trying to improve the sport. And I think that some of those people will come around. I would love to get a disc in their hands to see the quality of the product that we're making. And, and that's really all I'd ask, is just give us a shot.
Electronics in the disc is a fabulous thing, but if the disc is no good, it doesn't matter.
Absolutely.
You guys have really put in the time and effort to make sure that you've got a really quality disc.
That's correct. Yeah. So really quality plastic. The flight pattern is exactly what we want it to be. You know, we have designed the little well on the bottom of the disc, as well as the cover, to be extremely impact resistant. As everybody knows, it's ever glued, glow sticks to their disc or whatever, you know, as soon as that disc makes impact, whatever you've glued to the bottom is coming off. So we found that, you know, creating that well and a really solid cover to go on top was the best way to address the issue. And so we have done endless impact testing. And I can tell you beyond a shadow of a doubt that the covers do not come off. They hold on whatever you put in there. One other thing that we've done recently is we've created what we call the Tobu Seeker. We have taken our modules and we have put them into housings of their own and applied basically industrial grade adhesive to the back. And the reason we did that is because we had an overwhelming demand for people that wanted to put our technology on their existing discs. Now with anything, we have gotten the most strongest adhesive on the market. Like I said, it's an industrial grade. It's something that automotive manufacturers use to adhere things on their automobiles, and it sticks extremely well. But I do know that after some point in time in the future, it'll come off.
Yeah.
It just will. You know, the discs hit trees, they hit rocks. But regardless, in the meantime, the Tobu Seeker is available, and you can attach it to anything, your discs, your dog, whatever it is you want to attach our tracking technology to.
Anything that might get lost, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Well, cool. Well, Chris, thank you so much. This has been it's been great talking with you, and I think it's an amazing product that you have. And I know I've even had those conversations with people like, how could we do something to find the disc? And you know, like you said, it's not a new idea, but it's one that you guys were able to actually make happen. So congratulations.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. I appreciate it. And I really appreciate you letting me on the show as well.
So I'm taking a clean eating challenge this month, and I got to tell you, I'm a little nervous about it, but mostly I am really excited. You know, I've been learning to coach others through this program, and the feedback I've been getting has been just amazing. You know, they're thinking more clearly, they've broken addictions to sugary foods, they're losing weight and inches, and they love the food. They feel entirely satisfied. I am so excited to start this program, and what I want to get out of this is to gain more energy, break my coffee addiction, improve my focus, my mental clarity. And as much as I love my belly, if there was a little less of it, I'd be okay with that too. Now, I'm starting the program on March 21st of 2016, and I'm going to chronicle my journey here on the show and let you know how I'm doing. If you want to join me, I would really love to share this incredible 30-day journey with you. So give me a call at 207-370-9797 or email SWS, so that's like Sam William Sam, 0926 at gmail.com, and I'll get you all of the details. So I want to thank Chris for coming on the show and sharing his amazing Tobu discs with you and me today. Be sure to visit outsidehealthandfitness.com/166. I'll have a video of the Tobu disc in action and links to connect with Chris and get your own Tobu disc. Now, if you're not near a computer, you can still access all of the show notes and links right from your phone. On most podcast players, you can simply click the artwork to see the show notes, and the links, including a big link to become a fan of the show and support what we're doing, will be right there on your phone. You know, I'm wrestling with whether or not I should keep the show on the air, and your donation is your vote, and it lets me know that you're finding value in the information that I'm sharing every week. Well, that's it for now. Remember to visit outsidehealthandfitness.com/166 right now. I'm Steve Stearns. Thanks for listening. Well, that wraps up another episode of the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast. I hope you got something of value from the show today that helps you get outside and in shape. For more on taking your health and fitness outside, visit outsidehealthandfitness.com and subscribe to the show. Until next time, I'll see you outside.